This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Special moments right there for some great kids. And the guy that made their day sits with me now, quarterback Tom Brady. We do this each and every bye week. This is becoming an annual thing. 7-1 at the bye. How do you like your team?
It's a good place to be. You know, it's I wish we were 8-0, but 7-1 at this point is puts you in decent position. But coach always says 7 wins won't get you anything in this league, and he's right. So we got a big second half coming up. Hopefully, guys could use this week as a kind of way to recalibrate where we're at, what we need to do better, understand the things that we've done well, and then try to, you know, use those improvements going forward.
First thing I do, or used to do, way back in the day, was check the schedule. Where's that bye fall? Falls perfectly for you guys, but you probably want to still continue to play, right?
I know.
Probably perfect for the team.
I know.
But you want to keep going.
Yeah, because, you know, my body's just feeling like it's football season now. So just kind of getting into the groove of things, getting used to the schedule, and you know, being back. But, yeah, obviously the guys who have been playing the entire year and practicing the entire year, the coaches, it gives everybody a chance, like I said, to understand where we're at, do some self-scout, give your body the, you know, Sunday off, and then, you know, it's a long stretch from here on out.
You've had a couple Sundays off, and it's well documented how much you love the game of football. Being away from the game and to what you've done to this point, coming back and running off 4 in a row, does it make you love the game even more?
Absolutely. You know, I think it everything puts, you know, life has a way of putting a lot of things in perspective. And, you know, whatever you deal with, I am very optimistic, positive person, and I always take, you know, the positives out of everything. So when you learn something, to me, even though it may have been a challenging time, when you learn, it becomes a positive. And to watch my teammates go perform the way they did, and to see our coaches the way they fought, I mean, I have said to a lot of people, you know, it's good to be a Patriot, and it's good to be a Patriot fan, you know, because I think there's a lot of people that are working hard to, you know, go out there every week and win those games. So it's good to be a part of it.
All right, that positivity, it obviously works for you. You're the longest tenured guy on the team. You've seen guys come and go. Got to ask you real quick about Jamie Collins, the impact that it has in the locker room. You've seen it with Seymour, Lauren Malloy, Dion over the years. How do you guys get past that?
It's challenging, you know, when you lose players that you've, you know, had relationships with and that you, you know, develop a special close bond with. And there's a lot of those guys, you know, they become your friends, and they're our friends forever. I mean, Richard Seymour, I love Richard. You know, when I see him, it's like we haven't missed a day. Lawyers the same way. And it's just part of, you know, this NFL, as you know, when you're a part of it for a long time, you see so many things. And you become a little bit immune to all the transitions or changes, or, and it's whether it takes place in the spring or the summer or the fall. It's always tough, but, you know, you got to figure out how to process it so you can, you know, continue to move on and do what they ask and they pay me to do, which is do my job. So that's what I try to do.
I'm going to talk to you about your tight ends. I've talked to you on record about Gronkowski. You said he's like the smartest guy you ever played with. You never have to tell him something a second time. They've added another guy to go with him in Martellus Bennett. How much fun are you having with these two guys?
It's been great. I mean, they've just been awesome to work with, awesome to play with.
It's like romper room?
I mean, if you were the tight end coach, I mean, you would understand what you're dealing with. It is, I know. So they're, you know, they got obviously a great dynamic between the two of them. But I think, you know, both of them together, one of them, you know, if you had one on the team, you'd be happy. To have both is, you know, incredible for a team, for offense, for a quarterback, because they're both so dynamic. You know, they're 280 pounds, 270 pounds, 6'6", 6'7", great hands. You know, they can run, they're quick, they block, they never make any excuses, and they show up to work every day and they want to do the best they can do. So what more can you ask of that?
All right, I got to ask you about camp. If you came to camp and you stayed late, you would see you down in the far corner with one of the strength coaches, and you got the bands. It looks like a dog leash. I'm not asking how much time you have left and all that, but you figured ways to sort of advance the way you play the game. I'm talking 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10. Back in the day, 3rd and 11, you're handing it off. It's a draw, it's a screen, and you punt it away. You're moving up in the pocket. You're sliding. How much has that type of stuff helped you just to advance things this stage of your career?
It's been so important, and I think it's, you know, your game always changes and evolves, and as you learn more and you learn things that work and don't work, you always try to incorporate those things. And when I was in high school, I mean, I was the slowest guy on the team. When I went to college, I was the slowest guy on the team. You know, when I showed up here, I was the slowest guy on the team. And, you know, those are things you have to work at. So it's still maybe not my strong suit, but it's better than it used to be. And I think understanding the unique ways to work on those things and to kind of add that element to your game is, I think, is very important. So, you know, we made a 3rd-and-7 last week. You know, I think those are important. Those are, I think, demoralizing to the teams we play against because they're not thinking about me running. And if I can make one or two of those plays, it helps our offense.
All right, I'm looking forward to the rest of the 8 games and hopefully a couple more after that.
Thanks, though.
Good luck the rest of the
week. Appreciate it.